Thank you and good afternoon. Last Wednesday, detectives from the Eureka Police Department discovered a 14-year-old Arcata boy who was found lying in the street unresponsive in the 2300 block of 15th Street with suspected stab wounds. The boy would later succumb to his injuries. Today, the boy has been identified as Jesus Garcia Ramiro. The cause of his death is being withheld by the coroner's office due to the ongoing investigation, which has been ruled as a homicide investigation. Over the weekend, officers from the Fortuna Police Department arrested three suspects for purchasing alcoholic beverages for minors. Those arrests came as a result of a program conducted by Fortuna Police called the Decoy Shoulder Tap Operation, which targets adults who continually purchase alcohol for people who are under the age of 21. A minor who is under the supervision of a peace officer will stand outside a store where you can purchase alcohol, and the minor will ask adults to buy them alcohol. If the adult agrees to purchase alcohol for the minor, then they are arrested and cited. The penalty is typically a minimum fine of $1,000 and 24 hours of community service. Stats continually show that people under the age of 21 have a higher rate of drunken driving fatalities than adults who are of age. As a result, the program has been created to reduce the accessibility of alcohol to minors. As the crackdown on driving under the influence of alcohol continues in Humboldt County this winter, there has been an increase in arrests by multiple anti-DUI departments, including the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force. From December 12th through midnight last night, 19 arrests have been made for individuals who have driven under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Even though the numbers decreased from what we saw in the same 10-day period in last year's winter, the campaign has still been just as effective. Over the course of this week, extra DUI saturation patrols will be assigned across the county, and the California Highway Patrol will be in maximum enforcement for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Saturday morning, Eureka police officers arrested a 19-year-old Eureka resident as the suspect was found to be in possession of stolen mail, other stolen property, and burglary tools. Officers responded to the 2700 block of M Street on a report that a suspicious person was in an alleyway. Officers contacted 19-year-old Zachary Miller, who was found in possession of various burglary tools and a large amount of mail that was stolen from various locations east of where Miller was found. Police were able to confirm with some mail owners that the stolen mail did in fact belong to them, and Miller was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property and possession of burglary tools. During the investigation, additional stolen property from previous car burglaries were also found on Miller's person. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman expressed concern for lack of funding for the Rural Schools Act. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Jared Huffman's office issued a statement regarding a lack of funding for the Secure Rural Schools Act in the latest congressional spending bill, and said in a statement that failing to renew the SRS funding will cause significant harm to the ability of rural and timber counties to provide basic services to their residents. Huffman, along with 34 other lawmakers, have called on congressional leaders to restore the funding to the program, one that means nearly $1 million for Humboldt County, $1.2 million for Del Norte, and $3.2 million for Trinity County.
Thank you, Dan. Today, the coroner's office released the identity of a Hoopa tribal member who died after he violently attacked a California Highway Patrol officer with a machete on Highway 299 last Thursday. A CHP officer responded to a single vehicle collision near Willow Creek on Highway 299 and contacted 17-year-old Richard Frederick Estrada. The officer escorted Estrada to the back of Estrada's vehicle when the officer was caught off guard and was violently attacked by Estrada with a machete. In defense, the officer shot Estrada before retreating to his patrol car to call for help. Additional officers arrived at the scene along with medical personnel, and Estrada succumbed to his injuries at the scene. Additional details are not being released at this time. The officer suffered major injuries to his left arm, his left hand, and part of his face. The officer has been reported to be in stable condition and is recovering from his injuries at UC Davis. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.